Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ralph Hamner. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffcoat moves to second. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner strikes out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Skin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Cooper moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Giants. Doyle Lade now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 7-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Rigney scores. It's 9-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing second base. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-2 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Layton now playing right field. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Doyle Lade. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-3 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jess Dobernick now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Pafko goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Giants. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants 9, and Chicago Cubs 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.